Hello everyone, how are we today? Today I'm gonna talk about the soul, the supreme soul, and the drama, and how supreme soul is the only energy that never diminishes his powers. And as souls, we come down with our actions and we lose those energy of the soul, and then at the end of the cycle, when the supreme soul comes and uplifts the souls through his power, he's a powerhouse. And when we connect our soul, we as souls, as energies, with the powerhouse, and we is a restoration. So let's see about the energy cycle. The universe is a complexity of physical and metaphysical energies that can neither be created nor destroyed, in which are bound by the laws of cause and effect to a never-beginning, never-ending swell of changes. The process of integration and disintegration of forms, events does not ease, and the components that make up these forms and events, atoms and souls, pass through a series of changes of position and function without losing individual identity. Cyclic time further implies that God creates neither matter nor souls, but all things, and all three forces coexist and interact eternally to produce all phenomena, causing the cyclic progression of the drama. Both the physical energies and metaphysical energies are subject to the law of entropy, which states that with time, energy is going from potential state to a diminishes until there is nothing left. All the beginning of the cycle, all things in nature and souls have the highest potential, which comes down with every action, and this potential is restored at the end of the cycle. God is the only being who can carry out this restoration, because he never loses his intrinsic energy, as he never passes through the process of entropy, remaining almighty forever. The period of restoration of the energy potential is called the confluence age, and this is a traditional period when old cycle ends with iron age and the new cycle starts with golden age. So this is as God is the only almighty that always restores his highest potential energy and never comes down like us souls in reincarnation taking birth. God is beyond birth and death, so his energy is always the highest potential.